This is the old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, pastor here at Radio Mission. Oftentimes I remiss or forget to let you know we have a website now, radiomissions.org. My email address is pastor@radiomissions.org. And now we have Radio Missions Radio, which is a 24-hour day, 7 days a week radio facility that you can hear. Go there to our website, radiomission.org, and you see, click on Radio Missions Radio. Click on that and you can hear us, our regular services at their regular time. You can hear classical sermons by the Pastor Shelton and others, and also by the old Trailblazer. And then let me know if you're having difficulty finding it. I'll get somebody to walk you through it. So I asked you to go there if you will. And then we bring into these studies on the Lord's coming, the soon coming, the imminent coming. And we're looking there now at the preparation of his going away. We've been there for a few studies, and let's pick it back up. He says there, I will come again. What comfort. What comforting words. I will receive you. That word receive, I told you last time, it's kind of like kidnapping. It means taking you by force. In other words, I'm coming back someday, and I'm going to kidnap you. I'll take you by force. That's what he was telling those disciples. And I'll take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. Shortly after this, he was betrayed in the garden by one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot. You know, we're often critical of Judas. We are, because he did a dastardly deed. But my friend, he was Satan bound. And we're not going to get off onto that today too much. But Satan is the god of this world. And we have a series of 19 CDs that we just completed recently on Satan, the God of this world. And I'm offering to you $1 apiece. $1 apiece be $19 for that whole set. And people are ordering them. And if you would, go ahead and order them. Call me. You can call me next week or call me tonight, whatever. And call me here tomorrow. We have a phone here. If you call tonight, it'll take your message. We'll hear it tomorrow. But let's get back to our study. He was betrayed there in the garden by Judas, and they brought him before the judges. And there he stood in the morning light, mocked, spit upon, with a rope about his neck, led as a lamb to the slaughter, and standing there on the threshold facing death as a substitute. You know anything about a substitute, my friend? Oh, a substitute. Foo-foo. Folks say, oh, substitute. No, sir. Let the old Trailblazer be kind to you this morning. He took my place, my friend. Have you ever had anyone taking your place? Have you? I told you the story there about that man after the Confederate War was over. But, my friend, we won't go into it more. You call me and I'll tell it to you on the phone. But listen. Facing death as our substitute. Facing Calvary as our representative, he said to those folks, ye shall see me sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Wherever you met the Master, he was always referring to his second coming. Now, let me just stop just right here a minute. I often say to my folks here at our local congregation, let's think much about the Lord God of heaven, who he is. The creator of all things that ever was. The scripture says, in the beginning, God. Don't let these folks influence you who say there's no God. Oh, my friend, I see such terrible things now. I saw a billboard on the highway the other day. It was more or less blacked out with no picture on it. But it had a sentence up on there. It said, don't make me come down there. It was signed God. Now, my friend, that's the most blasphemous, vulgar, irresponsible. I don't know how in the world any sign company would allow somebody to put that on the screen, my friend. I don't know how they did it, but I know what kind of world we're living in. We're living in that last days, my friend. Yes, they crucified our Lord and laid him in the grave. Now, let's go. We're gonna touch on some things that you may not agree with, my friend. They laid him in the grave that Wednesday afternoon. Saturday evening at sundown, he arose from the grave. 40 days and nights he showed himself to his disciples, and they knew without the shadow of a doubt that it was the same Jesus who was crucified. Standing there on the 40th day, he walked out there to the Mount of Olives. Standing there with his disciples, he was received into heaven, out of their sight, with a cloud. And as they stood there gazing into heaven until he was lost to their view, all at once there stood in their midst two heavenly visitors who addressed the disciples with these words, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, S-A-M-E, this same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." Notice those words, "this same Jesus." Not someone else, not a representative, but this same Jesus. This same Jesus, born as a baby in Bethlehem. This same Jesus, who at the age of 12 years astounded the doctors. This same Jesus, who was baptized in the River Jordan by John the Baptist, and then was baptized with the Holy Ghost from heaven. This same Jesus, who fasted 40 days and nights and was tempted in the wilderness by Satan and walked out victorious. This same Jesus, who for 3.5 years walked up and down the shores of Galilee, over the hills of Judea, through the city of Jerusalem. This same Jesus, who never met a funeral but what he broke it up, who cleansed the leper, who healed the sick, who forgave the sinner, and washed the clean the harlot, who preached the gospel to the poor. Yes, this same Jesus who was betrayed by Judas and led captive by his own people, who bore the cross from Pilate's court to Golgotha's hill. This same Jesus who died on the cross as our substitute, who was buried as our scapegoat and rose again as our justifier. This same Jesus who stood in the midst of his disciples the night after his resurrection and held forth his sacred hand, his badge of identification. This same Jesus who walked with his disciples out to the Mount of Olives and then went back to heaven. This same Jesus shall come as he went away. Yes, he shall come in like manner as he went away. He went away in a cloud. He'll come back in a cloud. Revelation 1:7 says, "Behold, he cometh with clouds." He went away in bodily form. He'll come back in bodily form. His disciples saw him when he went away. And oh, my friend, we'll see him when he comes back. Praise the Lord. Praise his holy name. Our hearts rise with rapture and ecstatic joy when we think of his return. Now, my friend, let the skeptics rage. Let Satan rage. Let the agnostics and the heretics, let them go on. Let them go on. But, my friend, one day, they will hear these words that I bring you occasionally. I don't want to do it. They'll hear these words, my friend. One day, there at the great white throne judgment, which will be set, the Lord Jesus Christ will be sitting on that throne. Every individual who never gets saved will come before that great throne. Can you see that picture? Can you imagine that throne? Can you? This individual will be called up. They'll call his name, and the Lord will say to the recording angel, I believe, "Look there in the book, because it says the book shall be open, and another book shall be open, which is the book of life." He says, "Look in that book, Mr. Angel, and see if his name is written there." This is the acid test, my friend, of whether you'll be taken into glory or not. Is his name written there, sir? No, sir. Look again make sure. You say, how is all of that possible? My friend, we're living in a computer age. We live in an electronic age that you and I do not understand. I see the news. I see the battles on the news sometimes. I saw an article many years ago when President Reagan was the president. I remember an article I saw on a magazine, one of the big magazines. It showed Mr. Gaddafi over there in Libya. It showed his compound. He slept out in a tent in the yard because of some crazy reason or another. But it showed that tent in one of our airplanes' microscopes in their over his tent, showing that we could have bombed him out of existence, my friend, but we didn't. But the computer showed him sleeping there in that tent from probably 10,000 feet in the air. You don't believe, my friend, that the Lord knows what's going on? But that individual will be called up to stand before the Lord. You won't say a word. You won't say anything. The only thing that I imagine, and it is speculation, sure on my part, that individuals will stand there knowing they're going to be cast into hell, and their pastor, who was not true to them, who was frivolous and worldly and modern, their pastor will be standing there with much of his congregation, and that individual will rail on him. Pastor, why didn't you tell us that there was a hell to shun? Why didn't you tell us that Christ died for our sin? Why didn't you tell us that the Lord, oh, that the Lord will punish all sin, my friend? Why didn't you tell us that we needed a substitute that had been provided by the Lord Jesus Christ? Why, Pastor? Why, Pastor? Oh, the old trailblazer won't be there, my friend. No, no, I won't be there. Will you be there, my friend? Will you be there in that host who are waiting to be called up? I know maybe that don't agree with everything spiritually, but I believe that's the way it'll be close. You're going to hear those words, depart from me, I never knew you. Depart from me, I never knew you. Oh, my friend, someone has written that over the shaft that leads into hell, that there'll be a sign over the door, no more hope. No more hope. No more hope. I think about it. Oftentimes, I've gone into those great old tunnels up there in New York City, and surely there wasn't no sign there, but I imagine, or one of those tunnels up there in the Tennessee in the mountains, when you enter there, think about a sign that says, no more hope. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on my family, my children, my congregation. Lord, take a hold to them. Seize hold to them, Lord. Lord, I beg you for them. You said, Lord, you said. Oh, Lord, you said, ask and we should receive. I'm asking you, Lord, give us grace to be true to their souls. And to those who hear this little old broadcast, the old trailblazer. Remember, folks, the old trailblazer, be back tomorrow with another message. My mailing address, the old trailblazer, post office box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. If you missed part of today's broadcast or would like a recording, the Old Trailblazer broadcast is now available for download to your phone, to your iPad or computer via podcast. Find out more about our podcast by visiting our website at radiomissions.org. That's radiomissions.org.